Hello, and welcome to Spill the Tea with your fabulous host, me, Sasha Lee. Today, our cup of tea will be piping hot with our latest news about Columbus and the so-called extinct Tainos, and whether Columbus Day should or should not be a holiday. First, I want to talk about the Tainos and who the Tainos actually were and disprove the stereotypes that are making unrealistic images in people's heads. The Tainos were people who lived in the present-day Bahamas and the Caribbean islands, with the Taino population being about 3 million Taino people living at the time. That's a lot of Taino people. The Tainos spoke Arawak. In fact, some of the words we have now originated from the Arawak language, like canoe and like potato. The Taino people were really creative about how they worked and the process of how they worked. This process was really important to them because organization was a big, big part of the Taino lifestyle. Now let's talk about Columbus. Columbus was an Italian explorer and navigator. He was from Genoa and he was born in 1451. The country that sponsored Columbus's voyage was Spain. So why did Columbus want to go on a voyage in the first place? Well, he wanted to go because of something that we call the four C's. The four C's are Christianity, commerce, curiosity, and conquest. Columbus wanted to spread Christianity because he thought it was important for everyone to believe in what he thought was right, as well as true. So he forced Christianity upon the Tainos. The second C is commerce. Commerce was an important part of this voyage because he used the money that he found, also known as commerce, to pay back the king and the queen for the money they had given him to sponsor his voyage. He also wanted commerce to keep for himself, so when he went back home, he could have more money than he had when he left. The third C is curiosity. This C is overall just because he was an explorer and he wanted to learn more about the unknown world outside of where he had lived or had ever been. He also wanted to prove a point to the people of Spain that he would not, that the world was not flat and that it was round, even though people had known that way before he said something about it. The last and final C is conquest. Now, this was a big part of Columbus's voyage. This was so because before Columbus had set out on his voyage, he had made a deal with the king and queen. This deal was that if he brought back money and riches and had captured land for Spain, he could have 10% of the profits that he brought back, and he would be named Admiral of the Ocean Sea, and he could keep any newly discovered land. Columbus and his men first landed in the Bahamas in 1492. But he did not stay there for very long. He actually went to the present-day Haiti and Dominican Republic, which Columbus named Hispaniola. There, he enslaved many Taino people. He enslaved these people because of money. Columbus knew there was gold on the island, so he took advantage of what he knew. But since Columbus didn't want to have to do all the searching and digging and finding of the gold, he just thought, hey, why don't I just take the Tainos that I enslaved and make them do work for me? And that is exactly what he did. He made severe punishments if the Tainos did not have enough gold or they did not come back with any. If this case were ever to occur, he had a whole order for it. First, he would cut off a finger. Then, he would cut off a hand. And then, if they still did not have any gold, he would chop off their head. In response to Columbus's actions, the Taino tried running away and tried fighting back. Neither of those worked majorly successfully. A portion of the Tainos also tried committing mass suicide.
One more thing the Taino people did was they tried to have an uprising.
When Columbus left to go back to Spain to tell the king and the queen about his findings and voyages, he left Hispaniola with some of his men still on the island, and when he returned, all of his men were dead because all of his men had been killed by the Taínos. Now, getting back to the debate, here are some reasons why Columbus Day should not be a holiday. Columbus is not responsible for all the deaths because the deaths happened over many decades. War and slavery, as well as human sacrifice, were there before Columbus. And finally, Columbus was a fearless explorer and helped shape the world we live in today. Those were some of the reasons in favor of Columbus Day, but now here are some reasons against Columbus Day. I think some of these reasons are not very valid because they just state what Columbus already did before he arrived. Columbus committed mass genocide to thousands of Taínos. He enslaved so many Taíno people, he gave cruel punishment to the Taíno, who did not give him what he wanted. I think all of these reasons are very true because these were some of big parts of what has been done to the Taíno. Now that you have learned what some other people think about Columbus Day, here is what I think. I do personally think it should be a holiday for all those Italians, Americans, who supported Columbus and have not done anything wrong. I feel that if we took Columbus Day away, it would lower the self-esteem of all those people. I also think that it is important to honor all of the Native Americans who died in the mass genocide of Columbus, who got killed or died. I think that we should keep Columbus Day but have Indigenous Peoples Day without having a school on that day. Do you think Columbus Day should be celebrated or not? Join me next time on Spill the Tea with Sasha Lee.